name is Sarah Price. Her students at Saline High School know her as their choir teacher. But this week, the rest of Michigan gets to meet Sarah and experience her jazzy, bluesy voice. This is the day she's releasing her debut CD, the CD titled Serotonin.
There's a red moon.
Sarah Price, welcome to Stateside.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Let's talk a little about your musical background, especially when you discovered the blues and the jazz that you clearly love.
Yeah, well, I grew up here in Michigan. I went to school at MSU, and I studied vocal performance and music education. So I have a choral background. I've always been a harmonizer, you know, and sort of a classical side. And then I started singing with lots of cover bands, funk bands, getting more into jazz and experimenting with that side of my voice. And it's just kind of found its own way from there. I sing with jazz trios now a lot more often. A lot of people in Ann Arbor have heard me with bands like the Mac Pods. I sang in a Pink Floyd cover band. So a huge span of genres, which I love to do. I love to use a lot of different colors of my voice and see what sort of can come out of it.
I want to talk a little about some of the tracks on your, mm-hmm. on your new album, Sarah. We started out hearing the one called Waiting on the Stars. It kind of has that kind of older, cool R&B style.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I grew up somewhat close to Detroit. I mean, all of that Motown, a lot of people think of Stevie Wonder or Roberta Flack with that track especially. And I love that vintage sound. I love singing Aretha Franklin, big R&B diva stars. I've always idolized and always wanted to match their vocal, you know, ability. I mean, it's an amazing goal to set for yourself, and I admire them so much. So I want to show off my range and show off my little R&B runs and things like that I can do.
Then there's a song that feels like, I don't know, a big old dance party. Tell us a little more about the song called Metaphysical. What's the message and what was the inspiration?
Metaphysical came about actually sort of as almost as a joke initially. Olivia Newton-John has that song, you know, Let's Get Physical. It's that
from
big hit.
1981.
Yeah, I know that idea that, you know, let's get physical. And then I thought, well, what if I did a song, Let's Get Metaphysical? So it was sort of just a play on words at first. But then it became this song, you know, about being with somebody that you can talk about these deeper universal concepts and meanings. It's kind of a mystical, magical song. But it's also kind of a funk dance party at the same time.
Metaphysical with me.
Sarah Price, her debut CD being released today. It's called Serotonin. I have to say, I was real intrigued by the final track on your album, perhaps a nod to your work as a high school choir director, mm-hmm. a song from Handel's Messiah. Why you chose O People from the Messiah to use on your debut album?
You know, I love singing classically. I've had so much training. Choir has made me the musician that I am. So I wanted to feature that side of myself. Mm-hmm. And so many people know the Messiah, especially around here in Ann Arbor. They do it every holiday season. That's kind of the opening, and it's just one of the most beautiful arias. I just think a really especially gorgeous moment, and I thought it would be a really fun surprise for listeners. It's kind of more of a gospel feel to it, and then it goes into this a very different song.
It does. Choir at Saline High School. I'm wondering how that daily work informed your own songwriting and singing.
The students just inspire me every day. I mean, I'm always singing with them and wanting to set a great example for them. And I push them quite often to write and create and be original. And I can't tell them to do that and not do it myself. Mm. So I often think, you know, you teach what you want to learn. And I push myself as a songwriter and a creator while I do that with them.
And now that it's out there, you have this first album out there, mm-hmm. being released today for the world to hear. What are your hopes and your fears about your singing and your recording?
Well, I want people to enjoy this. And so many people know my voice or have heard me musically in a variety of ways. And I can't wait to really show them that this deeper side of my musicianship and, you know, hey, this is what I sound like. To the broader public, I want to give them some interesting new music. It's a little different than what's on the Ann Arbor scene, the particular mix of styles, and I just want to perk their ears up a bit, you know, and have them enjoy something a little bit new.
Do you see yourself continuing, as you look down the road, to do this juggling act of performer and artist and high school choir teacher?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, teaching is my, you know, that's my absolute identity for sure. But now that I've had going to be my fifth year as a teacher, and I've found a better balance. Initially, you know, new teachers, it's very busy.
Yeah.
But, you know, just to get to perform and share this, I think more and more, you know, in the evenings and weekends. I want to continue pushing myself artistically and seeing what I have to share.
There is a release party for Sarah Price's debut CD, Serotonin. It'll be tomorrow. It's Wednesday the 17th at Live in Ann Arbor. The doors will open at 7 and the show starts at 8. You can get all the details and find out more about this brand new CD, Serotonin, at sarahpricemusic.com. Sarah Price, thank you so much for spending time with us, and best of luck with the CD and your music.
Thank you so much.